T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, the foreign aid package was controversial, to say the least, in the House, and now it has moved over to the Senate. And a few senators I know, like Ron Johnson, have been suggesting that he's trying to hold conservatives together over there to prevent this from passing if there's not some border aspect to it. And we invited our friend Chad Perger from Fox News to join us. He's been covering the story. Chad, welcome back.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I always appreciate your analysis on these things. Has Ron Johnson got the support he would need to stop this thing in the Senate?
Not a chance.
No.
And there's just not Ron Johnson who's upset. You have Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, Rand Paul, some others. They're very skeptical of this bill. Now, here's what's interesting. So the House passed this in four parts, four individual parts of this bill: Ukraine aid, Taiwan aid, Israel aid, a bill on sanctions for Iran, but also to curb access to TikTok unless they divest themselves from the Chinese government. What they did is they rolled this all into one bill. So it's a take it or leave it scenario. You're going to have, if you let our recent history be our guide, you had 70 senators, bipartisan senators, vote for this back in February. Similar bill, didn't have the TikTok provisions. More Republicans voted no than yes, 26 Republican no's, 22 Republican yeas. We wonder if the TikTok provision, and that's going to become law, that is going to be law, that China has to divest itself of TikTok or it's going to get banned in the United States. I mean, now we expect a lot of court action and things like that over the next couple of years, but that is going to happen because that's going to be part of this bill. And it will pass probably with about 70 votes. It might even pass with a couple of more because TikTok is now in the bill. The other thing to watch out for here are Democrats. Liberals, Bernie Sanders had put out a statement last night, independent senator from Vermont, very skeptical of this bill because of how it handles Israel. Peter Welch, who's a Democrat from Vermont, also he voted against the bill the last time because some don't think that that Israel has handled its prosecution of the war very fairly. There are human rights abuses, they say, in Gaza, and they don't think that this is enough aid in the humanitarian lane for the Palestinians. So, you have a lot of strange bedfellows on this, but this bill will probably pass either later today in the Senate or tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, Johnson sounded fairly confident. Of course, I guess that's his job, right?
I don't know how anybody could say that it wasn't going to pass. I mean, the bill passed. I mean, all three of those bills passed with more than 300 votes in the House. As I say, it passed with 70 votes in the Senate back in February. You need 60 votes to crack a filibuster. I say it's about the math. The math is not in Ron Johnson's favor at all. I mean, it just doesn't add up.
I wanted to ask you about something I think I just saw you post on X about 10 minutes ago with Senator Josh Hawley, I believe, writing to Biden saying you need to get the National Guard involved here with these anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. What's going on with that?
Well, more and more you've had Republican lawmakers start to weigh in on this, and some Democratic lawmakers. You had members of the New York delegation, both on the Democratic side and the Republican side, very concerned about the anti-Semitism on campus there. You had Elise Stefanik write to the president of Columbia, very upset about this. You know, she's kind of taken on the Ivy League schools. That's been one of her, cause celebs over the past several months here. And in the Josh Hawley letter here, he basically says that that, especially around the time of Passover, we've seen his term here harassment and calls for violence against Jews. This blatant anti-Semitism is reprehensible and dangerous, and it has absolutely no place on college campuses or anywhere in our country. Now you, Mr. President, must take action to match those words. So, yeah. You know, this is falling into the lap of Capitol Hill here as well.
Yeah. You know, Chad, I just are you as taken aback as I have been in the change in Senator John Fetterman? I don't know if there was something there I didn't see all along, if it was the effects of the stroke he had suffered back to before the campaign or whatever. He makes more and more sense every time I hear from him these days. And yesterday, he was pretty rough on these people that are protesting on these college campuses.
You know, again, he's somebody who, you know, he's not a cookie cutter.
No.
You know, he was portrayed as a progressive. I did a lengthy interview with him about a month ago where he had talked about, you know, what we need to do on the border. He wasn't for going quite as extreme as some House Republicans were, but it was pretty close, frankly, just because he says this is something we have to address. He has been more vocal than his Democratic counterparts in calling for the ouster or resignation or something regarding Bob Menendez, the Democratic senator from New Jersey, where you get a lot of platitudes and things like that boilerplate from Chuck Schumer, who says, you know, he's not met the standards of our conduct and says pretty much the same thing every time you ask Schumer about it. Not Fetterman. I mean, he lets it rip.
Yeah.
when you talk to him. And so I think that is the frankness. You know, he had the heart attack. He had the stroke. He had the suffering from depression, was hospitalized last year. You know, a big sea change. You come into the Senate. You're a very powerful person, one of 100. And you could see where people didn't really know him. Now we're kind of getting to know him. And in the interview that I did with him, you know, he says, I told people I was not necessarily a progressive. I mean, he's kind of an old school Iron City Democrat, frankly.
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of his politics in that sense. But some of this other stuff that bleeds to the progressives and the left, that's not something that he really cottons to.
It's been kind of fun to watch that transformation since he took office up there, for sure. Chad Pergram, we always love your insights, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We will talk again soon. Chad Pergram there from Fox News.
It's good that Fetterman's becoming maybe a little bit more conservative, because on the other hand, you have Mike Johnson, who I think is surprising us. None of us really knew who the guy was until he became speaker and thought he was this really great Christian conservative. And I think a lot of us have been disappointed.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. For those of you who missed the Fetterman bite earlier, I'm going to play it, Carl, just one more time, if that's okay.
I support that. I'm not suggesting that you have to agree with my view, but it's just saying it doesn't really allow you to disrupt lives and to inflict those kinds of damages on people that are just trying to get on with their lives.
Yeah, I skipped the part where he called them a-holes. Because that's just what comes out of his mouth,
right? He's unscripted,
yeah. Yeah, he's just completely unscripted these days. He still looks like Uncle Fester, but he's fun to watch.
He should have a podcast, John Fetterman Unscripted. People would listen to that.
He might. And I can see the guy getting reelected in Pennsylvania, because it's almost like a John Kennedy kind of
John
honesty.
Kennedy.
Yep, John Kennedy. I called him a meathead and a minute, or was it butthead? No.
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
That's it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.